Healing Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to welcome you to Healing Light today. And thank you all so much for being here with us. Now, I spend a lot of time helping other people with doing readings, doing intuitive healings, mentoring, and, you know, I really enjoy doing that. But one of the things that I love most is connecting with my guides and my angels. Now, I work with a wonderful group. I refer to it as a consortium of beings because I have no idea how many are actually in this, but it's a group called the Fifth Element. And they provide me with wonderful and very inspirational messages that are very timely. They just did, right before I started this tonight, and I have that message on my Facebook page, which is on Facebook at Healing Light Online. And it's all about the climate change and the things that are going on with that. I also work with the archangels, who are like my very best friends and, you know, obviously the greatest beings that we could possibly work with. Now, these archangels, they're something else. I mean, they have helped me write books like at lightning speed. I wrote 6 of them in less than 6 months. One of them is called Chakras, which is all about the regular and the advanced spiritual chakras and how to work with them, how to clear them out, the whole thing. Next one is 365 Days of Blessings, which is like a daily devotional. I have Harness the Power of the Light, which is all about psychic protection. I have Manifesting the Life You Desire, which helps you create those things or, you know, really find those things that make your heart sing and to help you expand and grow and follow your path. And then I have The Magic of Crystals and The Mystery of Crystals. The Magic of Crystals tells all about how and why crystals work for us and how to use them. I mean, it's kind of like Crystals 101. And it gives you all sorts of different ways to use them, work with them, and what different crystals are good for different things. And then the Mystery of Crystals is about the advanced crystals, the ones that are higher vibrational, as well as working with things like crystal skulls, our ancient artifacts, or, you know, even there are a lot of ancient pieces and old pieces that were like ceremonial. And so this talks about working with a lot of them. Now, you can find all of these books on Amazon. The easiest way is just to go on Amazon and search for my name, Terry Van Horn, or you can find them on my website, which is healinglightonline.com. But today we're going to talk about archangels. You know, there are like hundreds, probably thousands of archangels. We know the names of a few of them that everybody kind of relies on, but there are so many more. And I have a feeling that we're going to get some additional information today that I hadn't really planned on, because just as we started the program, I looked out the window and there is this magnificent red hawk on a tree looking straight in at me. That usually lets me know that we're going to have a lot of really powerful messages come through today. So that is going to be fascinating. I can't wait to hear what happens with that part. So let's start talking about the archangels. Now, as you know, we basically have two people who are really considered to be like the experts when it comes to working with angels. Number one in the U.S. is Doreen Virtue. And Doreen's big all over the world, but you know, she's kind of like the big expert for the US. And then in Europe, and still all over the world, but primarily in Europe, we have Diana Cooper. Now, these two ladies, you know, when you go through and read their books or you hear their talks or talk to them, they are a wealth of information about angels, archangels, how to work with them, the things to do with them. And it's amazing because those angels have actually helped them in every step of their lives and every step of their career so that they can continue to share information about them. So some of the information that I'm going to give you today does come from these two ladies, and the rest of it will come from my guides. So this should be fascinating, as I said before. We're going to start with Doreen Virtue. Now, Doreen describes the archangels as kind of like the managers over humanity. You know, they're here to help each person, or actually all of us, so that we can expand and grow. Now, the archangels are, let's kind of relate to them in a way as humans for a moment. Now, humans have a gazillion different jobs and responsibilities. Okay, so do the angels. You know, just as humans have people who specialize in medicine as doctors, or we have lawyers, or we have, you know, teachers, we have all sorts of different things. We have people who are experts when it comes to nature and plants. Same thing with the angels. They have specialties. And as I said, there are thousands of them, probably millions of archangels, and we don't know what their names are. Yeah, one of the lessons that I learned early on with the angels is that a lot of times, whenever I'm receiving messages, I don't get this introduction that says, "Hey, this is Raphael, and here's what I have to tell you right now." Or, you know, "This is Gabriel. This is what we're going to talk about today." They don't do introductions, they just feed me the information. At first, I was a little hung up on it. Like, okay, who am I getting this from? Is this Uriel? Is this Metatron? You know, who is this? And then I just realized that, you know, the most important thing is not necessarily who I'm talking to, but the information that I'm getting. So I quit focusing on the name because I was spending so much energy trying to figure that out that I wasn't spending the time and energy on getting the info. So I had things. My priority is a little bit backwards. And once I did that and quit worrying about the name, then things started flowing better and freer. Also, remember, angels, as well as our guides or ascended masters, they communicate telepathically. They don't need necessarily a name or a label like we do. Okay, the names. That's a human thing. That's a human concept. They just think about who they want to connect with, and boom, they've got it. So don't get hung up on the name if you're getting messages from spirit. That was a big lesson that I had to learn. Now, always, as you're getting started, ask that. Your name, your messages always come from spirit, always from beings of light. And you know, make that your intention. If you need to, ask Archangel Michael to stand kind of as, you know, the gatekeeper. You can think of him as a bouncer, standing in front of the door, and he's not going to let anything negative come into you. Okay, he's always going to allow positive and loving messages and positive and loving beings to come to you. So, if you're getting a message and you're not quite sure You know, is this an angel? Is this a guide? Is this my imagination? What is this? The first thing you need to do is let's pay attention to the message itself. Okay. Is this message one where you are feeling, you know, some type of anxiety or stress? Is it a message that is loving and compassionate? Is it supportive? Or is it something that is essentially like, who do you think you are? You can't do this. Okay? If it is loving and supportive and compassionate, that is from your angels and your guides. If it's kind of like, who do you think you are? Or there's some doubt or fears or anxieties in with this message, that's coming from your ego. And yes, that is your imagination. So you can just ask Michael to show your ego out the door and just bring in that loving message. One of the things that a dear friend told me one time whenever I was having some issues because I was doubting some of the messages that I got. And she said, you know, I'm going to tell you the same thing that Spirit has said to me many times. And she said, please don't be offended. And I was like, you can never offend me. And she said, get out of the way. And I thought, oh my gosh, is that not the best message I've ever heard? Get out of the way. That means stop overthinking. Stop analyzing. Just let the information and the message flow through. And then when you do that, you'll realize that it's not been tainted by your own personal thoughts, feelings, or emotions. You know, you're listening to the message of Spirit and you're relaying it accordingly. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And that's the way our angels connect with us. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of our other angels and how we
OTR FM, part of the IOM radio network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Up with some really great info about the angels. And she reminds us, you know, that they have specialties just like people do. We have angels that specifically help us with abundance. You know, they can help us make the decisions that we need to financially. They can give us a little boost with our career. And, you know, they can just help us have financial windfalls as well as just meeting our day-to-day needs. Obviously, we have our healing angels, you know, that help us. And, you know, everybody knows Raphael. And he leads this whole team of healing angels to help us, not only us to help ourselves, but to help the doctors and the nurses and everybody who's around us. We have moving angels. How about that? I mean, there's nothing in the world, in my opinion, worse than having to move and relocate. The moving angels will help you find that perfect house. They will help you get, you know, sell the one that you've got. They have the smooth transition from one home to the other. They can help us with all of that. Now, of course, we have the romance angels. You know, they're the ones who help us find our soulmate or our twin flame and help us to have really great relationships, as well as for us to get in a position where we are great partners. Then we have fitness angels. You know, the ones that help us with our health and our well-being. You know, we can have some that, you know, I can just see angels out there, you know, as gym rats in the gym with their weights. But they help us so that we can get our body healthy and in good shape, to eat the right foods, to let go of those food binges and, you know, some of those food addictions that we have. And they help us so that we can stay true to it and stay in line and consistent on doing all that. We have our nature angels. You know, they're the ones here that are the guardians of, like, the plants, our water animals, you know, domestic and wild animals. They help us with our gardening, with growing food. Now, some people refer to them as nature animals, and then some refer to them as the devas or the fairies or the elementals. Either way, they bring beautiful and loving energy to the world and to our homes. And we have an area in our property that is just totally infused with the nature angels and the elementals and the fairies. And it's wonderful. They can also help you change your lifestyle a little bit so that you can be a little bit more, you know, earth friendly. Whether you're changing the way that you eat to be vegetarian or vegan, or they can help you so that you can be less dependent on fossil fuels and a little bit more conservative on that. Okay, here's my favorite, the driving and the parking angels. Now, these guys can help you get to your destination safely, on time, and get that ultimate great right up front parking space. The parking angel, his name is Walter. And anytime I leave the house to go somewhere, I'm always asking Walter to make sure that he gets me a really good spot up close. And you know, he never fails me. The only time I don't get a spot up close is whenever I forget to ask. Walter's great. Now, we have angels of beauty. You know, they're here not only to help us, you know, improve ourselves, you know, to wear the right outfit or to bring out our inner beauty. But they're also here to help us so that we can see and experience the beauty in the world. Now, we have family angels. These are great because they are led by Gabriel and Metatron. And they help us with all aspect of families, bringing a family closer together, helping couples have children. You know, maintaining a family unit and family peace. And they help family members to become closer, much more open-minded and loving. We have warrior angels. You know, these are the ones who are led by Archangel Michael. And they're here to be peaceful and loving, but to also help fight for those who are the underdogs, or to help with social issues, help, you know, charities, help those who really need a hand, particularly, they stay very busy with those who experience any type of violence, whether it is domestic violence or, you know, violence outside of the home. They also help with police officers, the military, anyone who helps with justice. So they're also a great group to work with. Now, there are a lot of different ones that are out here and who can help us. And, you know, the archangels just always want to help us in any way that they possibly can. Now, we are used to, you know, the major group that we've heard about, like in the Bible, the Quran, the Kabbalah, and Enoch. You know, they have the standard list of the names of angels. But what I really love about Diana Cooper is that she has additional names and additional kind of like jobs and duties for some of these angels. Now, she tells us that we have got millions and millions of archangels that work throughout the universe. It's not necessarily just here on Earth, but on other planets and in other dimensions. And they take care of all of these wonderful projects to help bring the light and to raise the vibrational frequency for everyone that is here. Now, we know the usual names. You know, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Metatron. We're used to all of them, but there are many, many more. And as I said, a lot of them don't have names, but some have come to us and given us their names to help us a little bit more in our connection with them. Because as I said, you know, humans need that name connection. Now, believe it or not, the different archangels each have a twin flame. Because, you know, everything in the universe has an opposite. It has a male or a female energy. You know, we have dark, light, hot, cold. You know, so it's the same thing with the angels. You know, that way we have the divine masculine and the divine feminine energy in those pairs. Now, also, each of the archangels has a retreat location in the etheric plane. Now, that can be all around the planet. We know of some of them. And something that's really fascinating to do is that whenever you go to bed at night, ask your angels to take you to their retreat or to their temple. And it will be wonderful. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the individual angels and some of the things that they do for us. And we're going to go into a lot of them and a lot of them that, you know, you've probably never heard from before or heard of unless you've done some of the angelic readings with me. So I'm just going to kind of go through the alphabet and we're going to talk about each one. Now, Archangel Amethyst is the divine feminine partner of Archangel Zadkiel. And the way that we see her is kind of like an amethyst crystal that just materializes and sends out this beautiful purple ray. Now, amethyst carries the angelic light of transmutation and healing. She's also the angelic holder of the gold and the silver violet flame. And that is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. Now, one of the ways that you can work with Archangel Amethyst is to use the affirmation, I am the gold and the silver violet flame. Now, when we use that phrase, it's going to help us access those energies, but also it's going to help us access spiritual connections of the highest order. Now, Archangel Ariel, gotta love her. She's the angel of the spirit of nature. Her name actually means the lioness of God. And Ariel works very, very closely and tirelessly on behalf of the earth. And in doing that, she oversees the elemental kingdom, the nature fairies, and the nature angels. She helps with the healing of the animals, the plants, and the waters. Now, another thing that Ariel does is that since she's so close to the earth, she will help us with our day-to-day material needs of the home. All of our basics, everything that we need to survive, she will help us with that. So call on her and ask her for her strength and for her support. If you're worried about finances or, you know, things seem a little bit desperate, a little bit challenging on the home front, she is here to help us with that aspect of life. And then she is so fabulous in helping us so that we can connect with the fairies and the nature angels. You know, because they are really important for us. Not only do they help to heal the planet, but they can help you so that you can have amazing gardens. You can connect with your animals and your pets much more closely and deeply. You can communicate with them better by working through Ariel. And also, we are going to talk about some of the nature angels a little bit later after we go through some of the major archangels. But Ariel will help you so that you can connect with them and connect with those fairy spirits. And it's wonderful when you do, because, you know, your gardens, your plants, your animals, everything around you absolutely thrives once you start working and connecting with Ariel and the elementals. Now, when we go back, we're going to talk about a whole lot more of our wonderful angels and archangels. So we'll be back in just a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgemeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Healing Light, this is Terry Van Horn, and today we're talking about the archangels. So we just started going through the list of them and talking about each one. Now, our next one on our list is Archangel Aurora. Now, she is the divine feminine counterpart of Archangel Uriel, and her name means dawn. Now, Aurora needs to be somebody on our list because she helps us with self-confidence and self-worth. And we all could use a little help with that. Picture her as just a brilliant golden energy because she is going to help build up your solar plexus chakra. Now, great times to connect with Aurora. I mean, obviously, anytime's good, but like if you're starting a new project or you have some new goals, some things you want to do and really get out there and be successful, she will help you with that. Another time that's really good to call on her is your birthday. You know, your birthday is the beginning of your new year. And she can help you with that, because if you talk to her and tell her your hopes and your dreams and the goals, the things you want to do and accomplish for your personal year, you'll be amazed at what she does and how much she helps out with getting all of those things accomplished. Now, our next one is Archangel Azrael. Now, Azrael's name means whom God helps. Now, he is wonderful because he helps to heal our hearts when there are a lot of changes or losses. He helps us through that whole grieving process. Now, call on him if you have challenges and you need to move forward fearlessly. If you need to get rid of some obstacles to move forward, he's your person. Now, Azrael's other identity is considered to be the angel of death. That does not mean that he is coming after you. He's not the one with the cloak and the sickle. The reason why he has this title is that he helps our loved ones, and he'll help us as well, when it's time to cross over. You know, some souls have a really hard time crossing over. You know, some of them are prepared for it, but many others are not, and it's very sudden, and it's kind of harsh. So Azrael is there to greet them, and he helps to make certain that they feel loved and comfortable, and he just helps to soothe them a little bit and helps them so that they can get acclimated to this whole new dimension and their new way of being. Now, another wonderful thing that Azrael does for us here on Earth is that he will help us so that we can communicate with our loved ones. You know, it's that same old thing. You know, we can communicate with them. We can tell them what we want, what we need, how we feel, and they hear it. But, you know, sometimes we just have a hard time hearing anything back, and Azrael can help us with that. He can help to bring a message back from your loved one and help you. A lot of times he does this through dreams. But he can do it also with messages while you're awake. Another thing that he does is that he helps teachers and ministers of all religions, all spiritual practices, so that we can share our information and access it and connect with the people who need that information the most. Now, Azrael and Metatron work together as partners in keeping and maintaining the Akashic records. So that's a good thing to know if you're wanting to explore and learn about the Akashic records. Now, Archangel Butiel. Now, this is one of those angels we don't really hear about, but he has a massive, you know, absolutely a Herculean task. He is a universal angel, and his job is to keep order in the currents of the universe that impact Earth. Now, he carries a tremendous amount of masculine energy, so whenever he enters the orbit of our planet, he comes through the pyramids. Now, Butiel's role is so enormous and so vast that he communicates and works in cooperation with the archangels from other planets and Archangel Perlamek of the Nature Kingdoms. He also works very closely with Archangel Metatron and all of the seraphim. So he does a lot of work for us. We just aren't really aware of the things and the changes that he does for us. Now, Archangel Cassiel is another great one. Cassiel's name means the speed of God. And he is considered to be the angel of serenity and temperance. So moderation and peace. Now, Cassiel generally is considered to be a female energy. You know, angels can have male and female energies because we talked about how we have some that represent the divine masculine and the divine feminine. Now, Cassiel is going to be here to help us, you know, as we open ourselves to divine light. She's very nurturing and loving. And she's going to help us so that that divine light not only flows within us, but that it radiates outward. Her energy is very soft and subtle, but don't let that fool you because she is very powerful. One of the things that she does is she helps to calm our spirit and our energy, and she gives us that strength that we need to accomplish anything that comes in our lives. She also can help provide us with a continuous flow of energy within us, and it will help us as we go along our path. She also is here to help us release fear so that everything will unfold before us with grace and ease. So anytime you start feeling fearful about something, Cassiel is your angel. Now, Archangel Charity, this is another one we don't hear a lot about. But she is obviously a very beautiful and feminine angel that is all about giving and sharing love. Now, one of her responsibilities is to help humanity become much more loving unconditionally, giving generously, and becoming more benevolent. She carries some of the deepest wisdom of the heart, and she will share it with us. Now, she's also the divine feminine counterpart to Archangel Shambuel and also carries his gentle, compassionate, and heartwarming presence. Now, Archangel Christiel helps us to, we can develop our causal chakra. Now, that's this chakra that's right above the crown, and it holds our soul and our higher self. And he helps us so that we can learn to silence this aspect of our mind, and we can start really receiving those downloads of information from the spiritual realms. You know, unofficially, he's in charge of getting rid of that monkey mind that we have and help us so that we can connect much more deeply. So he helps us so that we can bring that light of our soul down into our mental body. Now, Archangel Christine, she is the divine feminine form of Archangel Jophiel, and she carries a lot of his qualities, but she assists with helping us to obtain divine wisdom and so that we can connect with the Christ light. Now, Christine embodies perfect love, peace, protection, and nurturing. She helps us so that we can really unfold the wonderful light that's within us and uplift us and inspire us to greater aspirations. Now, Shambuel, his name is He Who Sees God, and he helps us to really locate important parts of our lives and anything else that we're looking for. You know, if it's the perfect relationship, if it's the right career, or if it's our car keys, he'll help us find that. And, you know, whenever he does, he's also going to help you to carry forward, particularly if you're looking for that career or that soul path or, you know, that partner. He really helps us so that we can repair misunderstandings with others. And he helps intervene in world events. So he's pretty busy right about now. But ask him. And then follow your intuition with him or any of the angels, and they're going to give you your answers. Now, Ezekiel. Now, you know Ezekiel from the Bible because, you know, he's one of those prophets that we had during the Bible time, but it's really kind of the same name, but he took it from the angel. Ezekiel is the angel of transformation, and what he does is he helps us to transition with grace and ease so that we can begin our own self-transformation process. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean transition and transformation as in crossing over. That means to change from one level to the other. You know, because sometimes we start having these spiritual aches and pains and we grow and we need some help because it's kind of painful and uncomfortable. Ezekiel can help us with that so that it'll be much better. Now, Archangel Faith. She's the twin flame for Michael. And even though she's lesser known, she's extremely powerful. I mean, she is his partner. And she can be there for us anytime. She carries an exquisite divine feminine energy. And her job is to help us to increase our own faith and teaching us to be able to trust. Now, that trust is for ourselves and for life in the universe. Now, she carries one of the most powerful energies that there is on Earth, and she guarantees us success in all of our endeavors, as long as we work with her. Now, Archangel Fahel, this one I always have a hard time pronouncing, but this angel is in charge of the welfare of animals, the ones that are on Earth, and once they cross over that rainbow bridge. Now, we can call on this animal to help us for healing and supporting pets and to help with all sorts of animals, domestic or wild. When we get back, we're going to talk about several other of the archangels and the best ones to work with for different situations in our lives. So we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Hi. This is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Host your show on iOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on iOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
And this is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light, and today we're talking about the archangels. Now, Gabriel, this angel, you know, people have thought this will be feminine, this could be masculine. You know, Gabriel can be either way. To me, Gabriel feels to be more feminine, so I refer to this angel as Gabrielle. Now, this is the messenger angel who really guides us and who supports expectant and adoptive parents. Now, Gabriel isn't always just about babies because she can also help us with new creative projects. She helps us with creative ideas. Now, her name means God is my strength. And to me, she is nurturing and loving, but she also helps us with expressing our feelings. You know, those who are writing or teaching or talking, Gabrielle is right there helping us and sometimes feeding us with the messages and the information that we need to share. Now, another archangel that's kind of rare is Archangel Gercia, and she's the twin flame to Archangel Butiel. She carries a very power feminine energy, and she helps with the alignment of those who work within the Earth Kingdom. Now, one of her roles is to help Archangel Sandalphon and Rokiel to clear the Earth Star chakras of humanity so that the divine light can come down on the planet. She also helps to look after the ley lines and helps to keep them clean and clear so that they can work to really help us increase our vibrational frequency here on Earth. She also works with the energy of the full moon to strengthen and align our planetary grids. Now, Archangel Haniel, her name means the grace of God, and she is kind of like, almost like a goddess, and she's all about grace and feminine spirituality. Now, that includes things like intuition and clairvoyance. She is an amazing spiritual teacher, and she will help you along your path. She'll also help you to connect much more clearly with all of the angels and to help you so that you can really just bring in your shifts and your awareness with grace and ease. Now we have Archangel Hope. And she is also a very powerful divine feminine angel that is all about compassion. Now, what she does is that she helps those who have really just lost hope or even just lost their way. And she helps them so that they can get back on their path. Now, she is a very loving and supporting angel who also helps those who have depression or personality problems and disorders. And she brings peace to them as well as hope. She also will help to purify or clarify our vision so that we can see much more clearly and understand the meaning behind them. Now we have Jeremiel, and his name means the mercy of God. And he really helps us attain divine wisdom and knowledge. He helps us so that we can elevate our lives and to move forward. He helps us as well on when we're stuck and helping us to move forward. Now, Jophiel. Jophiel's name means beauty of God, and she is all about experiencing beautiful emotions and thinking beautiful thoughts. She's also the patron archangel for those who are artistic or creative. So call on her from that. But most importantly, talk to Jophiel about banishing negative thoughts and feelings and doubts and fears. This is her forte. So help, you know, ask her to help you with that. And she'll help you so that you can move forward in a much more positive and loving light. Now, Archangel Jules is the twin flame of Archangel Rokiel. And she has additional, just some of these angels have such strong divine feminine energy. And she is all about maintaining the health of the ocean. So she's been very busy with all of that. She also works with the alignment of the tectonic plates and just works for all of the health and healing of our planet's water supplies. So she is very busy working with the dolphins and the mermaids on cleaning all of this mess up. Now, Lavender is the archangel who's the twin flame of Archangel Mariel. And she helps bring the softness of healing and purity and cleansing into our lives. Her job is really like the herb lavender to help us relax and calm the energy around us. Now, she has also got a real soft spot for children and will help tremendously during the birthing process. Now, Archangel Mallory is the twin flame to Christiel, and her job is to bring the divine feminine into this world right now to help with the shift that we're going through. She helps us so that we can open that bright brain a little bit more, to be more creative and artistic and a lot more spiritual. So she brings in a wonderful, beautiful white energy tinged with a little bit of magenta. Now, Archangel Muriel is all about the wisdom of the divine masculine. Now, he is in charge of the higher aspects of the soul star chakra. Now, that's the 11th one where we hold our ancestral links and patterns. And he helps us cleanse and clear all of this to get rid of all of those unhealthy attachments. And he collects energy from the sun to share with others. Now, Archangel Mary, a lot of people think, you know, Mary as being the divine mother, but actually, Archangel Mary is the one who came in and helped and spoke and worked with the mother of Jesus to help her. And the mother of Jesus assumed her name. Now, Mary and all of her angels are full of compassion and healing, and her twin flame is Raphael. So they both do the same thing. She will help those who have crossed over that might be a little bit lost and need some directions. And she will help children tremendously. Anytime a mother calls for help, Mary's on it. Now we have Metatron. Metatron is so powerful. His name is all about the angel of the presence. Now, he's one of the youngest of the archangels, but he's also one of the largest. He is huge. Now, it's said that he was previously on the earth as the prophet Enoch. So he's the only one that has kind of transitioned from a human form to an angel form. Now, he works with Mary to really help with children and the crystal and indigo children in particular. He's also the master of manifestation. If you need more time, more money, more ideas, whatever you need, call on Metatron. He's your guy. Now we have Michael. We all know who Michael is and how powerful he is, so we're going to skip over him because we've got some other ones that we need to talk about, and we're running close on time. Now, Perlamech is the archangel that's in charge of the nature kingdom and the elementals. And he helps them so that they can all work together according to the spiritual laws and the highest good of the planet. He's also trying to make us humans much more nature conscious. And he's all about cleansing the planet and using all of the resources of the elementals. Now, Raguel is a wonderful archangel whose name means friend of God. And he is all about justice and championing underdogs. So if you feel like you've been bullied, manipulated, overpowered, whatever, call on Raguel. Raphael, we all know, is our God, our angel of healing. And he also helps with romance and relationships. So if you're looking for that soulmate, call on Raphael. Now, Raziel is another favorite of mine because his name means the secret of God. He stands right next to God and he gets to hear all those conversations and all those universal secrets and mysteries. Now, supposedly he wrote them down in a journal that he passed on to Adam, who then passed it to Enoch. But he's almost like a wizard and he's all about spiritual secrets and mysteries and can open those doors of opportunity to you and helps you to understand some of these esoteric concepts and some of the information that you're receiving. Now, Archangel Rokiel works deep in the earth, and he takes the connection of the earth star deeper into Gaia. So he brings that energy of the earth up to us and helps us so that we can shed the darkness and open up more to the light. And then anything negative that we have, he takes it down into the earth and transmutes it into love. Now, Archangel Sandalphon, his name means brother. And because, like Metatron, he was also a human prophet, and he was Elijah. Now, Sandalphon helps to deliver prayers from earth to heaven. He will also help you to increase your faith and your commitment to your dreams and goals. He's also the Archangel of Music, so when you hear some beautiful music, you know that he's around. Now, Uriel is wonderful. His name means God is light. And he helps bring light on difficult situations so that we can discover the way to solve the problems. He helps us so that we can see clarity and helps with mental functioning, focus, and concentration. If you need new ideas, if you need an epiphany, Uriel is your guy. He will help you with this, and he will help you so that you can actually implement the information that he gives you. And then we have Archangel Zadkiel, who's the righteousness of God. And he is an angel of good memory, and he helps us remember our spiritual heritage as a child of God. So those are some of our main archangels. And I want to thank you for being with us and listening and learning with us. Next Wednesday, we're going to talk about prayer. You know, people talk about praying, but then they're not receiving results. So we're going to talk about that and how to do it the way that you will receive the most results from your angels and your guides. So thank you for being with us. We miss you. Much love, light, and many blessings. Namaste.